attendance.
Predicts that Team USA is going to win the most medals. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Why do we start with the Olympics and gold medals? Well, or medals in general, because this kicks off on July 27th, and we kick off our medal count contest. Yep, just like nail the score, nail the medal count. How many medals will the U.S. win? Gold, silver, and bronze. We're going to do that on the 26th into the 27th. Goldman Sachs, despite what you might think of, what is it, a.k.a. Goldman Slacks, they say that the U.S. is going to win a total of 108 medals, 37 gold medals at the game. Great Britain gets the home field advantage. They're going to grab 30 gold medals and so on and so forth. I could go through the whole prediction table, but you get it. I just wanted to make sure you knew that you have a chance to clear our prize closet simply by calling the show next Friday morning and being part of the whole medal count competition. It'll be a lot of fun because we only do these things every once in a while, and still the prize closet is blowing up. It is, the swag is starting to stack up. That means we need to give it away. And perhaps you'll be our lucky, lucky, lucky winner. All right, speaking of being the lucky, lucky winner, it might have nothing to do with it, but the fates and fortunes of all of us lie in the balance, especially when we talk about this fiscal cliff and what's going to happen to health care and what's going to happen with taxes and where are we on the deficit and all that sort of stuff, meaning that the legislative body that's in place at the beginning of the year is crucial to at least that chunk of what ails us economically. Now, who will be just down the street at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Is it going to be a repeat performance of Barack Obama, or is Mitt Romney the guy who is going to get in there? The handicapping over not so much Romney anymore, that still is huge and is out there with all the different polls and the daily averages and showing now recently, I just read this poll 2 days ago, that Romney and Obama are actually tied in Florida, which is big because the Sunshine State offers lots and lots of electoral votes and, of course, just in general, the massive bodies, the bigger states, the swing states that are so important. When you add up a few here and a few there, the total has to be, for Mitt Romney, I think has to be well over 270 to get close, to even get close to Barack Obama. So on the short list of VP, I mean, do you say to yourself, who cares about VP? How important is the VP? In fact, on HBO, they have a funny, funny series called Veep, and that pretty much is what it's about. That Julie Louise Dreyfus is this useless VP who asks every single day, did the president call, did the president call, and is sent off on all kinds of journeys to be the face of obesity and going and meeting with people and taking up different causes for the press. And when she tries to get her teeth into something meaty, she's called off of it because the president wants it for himself. I don't want to give away that whole series, but it is brilliantly laid out, talking about this is the VP, a necessary evil, except for when you think that the VP is what, third in line. So a couple of heartbeats away from being the president. I mean, not even a heartbeat away from being the president. What am I saying? A heartbeat away from being the president. Lyndon Baines Johnson, did he think that Kennedy was going to be assassinated and he was ultimately going to be put in his place? So whoever, as you go along, whoever ends up being the VP is the guy who, or woman, who could step into the shoes. So from that perspective, it's kind of strange in a way that the person acts as an ambassador, acts as somebody of goodwill and goes out and talks to schools or travels abroad or whatever, when they could end up being in that position should something happen to the president. Boom, they're in. There they are, a heartbeat away, from being in that spot. So one of the names that keeps coming up for VP for Mitt Romney is Senator Rob Portman from Ohio. Ohio makes sense from the swing state perspective. Lots of votes, lots of electoral college numbers that you need, which then, of course, means the votes. And Portman is kind of low-keying it. He's just not talking very much about the VP thing, just talking about what ball was dropped and how the we need tax reform desperately in this country and, you know, that kind of thing. So don't they say there's always a good woman behind every great man, there's a good woman or something like that? Jane Portman was pretty vocal about her husband, but said, yeah, you know what, he's that aw shucks kind of guy. Take a listen.
I would say that Rob is confident enough to be humble, and I like that about him, and I think the American people need to know he's not a show-off, he's a doer, he's a go-getter.
All right, not a show-off, a go-getter. We could use a go-getter in Washington. So Portman's on the list. Marco Rubio, despite facts saying to the contrary that he's been bounced off the short list, he's still in the inner circle, but his star has faded somewhat. Maybe Rob Portman's on the rise. He'll have to arm wrestle the VP slot out from underneath. Maybe Condi Rice, because Condi Rice's name, as much as there's denials, her name keeps coming back up as killing two birds with one stone, in a sense, and somebody who's been not in an elected position before, but has certainly been in the high-profile office and gets the squeeze when you get to Washington, understands what it takes, what you have to be able to weather, and what you have to be able to give back to. What it is you have to give back. We talk about money raised. Romney goes to Louisiana and Mississippi. He raises $3.7 million in one day on Monday. That's the good Monday. How about how much House candidates have raised? More than $566 million for the 2012 races. Now that we're in the 15-month mark, $57 million more than the same point 2 years ago, and more than double at the same time in 2002. Incumbents and challengers are spending more time fundraising than ever. Noon tonight, they are out there hitting up big money donors to do whatever they can to cut personal checks, blah, 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 blah. And, the grind is bad. The grind is bad, bad, bad. So bad that they're talking about House terms, changing House terms to 4 years and doing a term limit of 12 years. Oof. That's what it takes, more than shoe leather, to get elected in this country. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, a little odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1581.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.88, $8.10.44 for a half ounce, or $405.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.88, $8.10.44, and $405.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
TN with me, Kate Delaney. By the way, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Please, you're never shut out of the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. How about Stephen Covey, the original You Can Do It motivational guy? I mean, really considered to be a pioneer in self-help. Apparently, he had a horrible bicycling accident back in April, and he's now died at the age of 79. On Monday at a hospital in Idaho Falls, they say he was surrounded by his kids and their families. That's how he wanted to go. He was hospitalized in April, like I said, after he was knocked unconscious. Can you imagine in a bike crash, a crazy bike crash on a very steep road in the foothills of Provo, Utah? And he's the guy who came up with his a book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, probably one of the most influential books ever written in the field of any kind of self-improvement. Then he went on to, you know, First Things First and 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families and on from there. He had 9 kids and 52 grandchildren. And, you know, when he had his bike accident, I can remember reading a little blip about it, but it didn't sound like it was that serious. He was wearing a helmet, and I think somebody had sent out in the little release that, oh, that's great, he's wearing a helmet, he's okay. But he had some bleeding in his brain, and his health just started to deteriorate in a very strange way. It reminded me of Natasha Richardson, Liam Neeson's wife. She was on the bunny hill getting lessons, and she had a helmet on, I think, when she fell when she was standing there, and the shows you how sensitive the brain can be. In this case, here he is on a bike and takes a pretty bad spill on the bike, however, but has the helmet. I mean, you know, has the helmet on, and then look what happens. You know, it goes to the, you never know really how much you have left, or what could possibly be the thing that takes you, like the complications from a bike accident of all things. And so his family is all about paying it forward. What can they do to help other people? What kind of impact can you have on personal lives? Because they've made so much money. It's not even about the money anymore. It's about giving money to other people and helping them. And I understand that there's this awesome story that's creating huge buzz, and it's based on a man who decided he wanted to be incredibly philanthropic in his once he died, out of Lexington, Kentucky. Matt, I know you were talking about that story to me in the break, and I guess it's just gotten so much legs. People are now donating money to the idea of this guy giving his family, giving away money, right?
Yeah, it didn't sound like he had a ton of money, but one of his last requests, he was a young kid, he was about 30 years old, so right around my age, was to give someone a big tip, and in his mind it was like a $50 tip, something like that.
Right.
And they received donations from a lot of people, and where they gave out a $500 tip to this server at the, I think it's Puccini's restaurant in the pizzeria in Lexington, Kentucky. And the story kind of got a lot of legs now, and they've received over about $28,000 in donations, and they're going to continue to give out $500 tips as long as they have the money to do it. And it's a really cool story, and they put his name on all the bills that they give the server. And the server was actually this really sweet girl and said, I'm going to share it with everyone. And she went back and shared it with people in the kitchen and everyone who worked there. And if you go, you can go to aaroncollins.org and read up more about the story, and you can donate there as well.
Aaron Collins, I love that. Oh, how great that, you know, we've heard more and more stories like this where people are touched by something that they see or read, and this is one of those cases of the fact that I didn't realize he was, geez, only 30 years old, and look at how many people on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, his Facebook has exploded, and I guess the, you know, his family, as Matt was saying, they were leaving things about the fact that he used to do, you know, he's a guy that laughed a lot and gave a lot back to a lot of people. And they did an online memorial for him. And so, as Matt said, the rest is history. They started to give out, you know, money. And the idea of the tip has really, that's that whole pay it forward thing, the good job kind of deal, and how cool to, what a cool way to remember somebody. What a cool way to memorialize somebody, unique, definitely fits odds and ends without a doubt. When we talk about odds and ends, that's the whole idea. You know, what are some of the ends and what are some of the odd things that we're hearing that are going on across the nation. By the way, if you have an odds and ends story, you can always share it with us. Send it to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. All right, we told you about the story a couple of months back. The kooky Australian tycoon who was doing this Titanic 2, which, you know, people are fascinated by the whole Titanic thing. So his version of the Titanic is going to have the first, second, and third class divisions that they had of the original, but they're going to have a safety deck. Hey, do you want to ride in steerage? Did you see Titanic? So they released the drawings for Titanic 2. They're going to build it in China, and it's going to have 9 decks and this safety deck, too, because they want to make sure it's current up to regulations. And you're going to have lifeboats and chutes and all that kind of stuff. And it's going to be done by a Finnish ship design and engineering company. They're going to have escape stairs and service elevators. And even one deck has been redesigned to provide the crew with their own accommodations. And they're hoping that this first voyage is going to take place in 2016. It's going to sail from China to England, and the interest is overwhelming. Oh, I don't know. I get the interest in the Titanic, but boy, I must have missed the memo about how, if you could just ride on the Titanic, if you could just ride on her, what would it feel like? It's gonna be 885 feet long. It's gonna have tonnage, 65,000 is what it's gonna be tons. Remember, the original Titanic was built in Belfast, Ireland, and sank on its first voyage, of course, as we know the whole story, to New York, and it killed 1,500 people. It's just something bad karma about the Titanic. Hey, speaking of Belfast, coming up in the next month or two, I'm going to tell you about plans to go to Ireland and to actually see the Titanic Museum that they have recently opened the doors to in Belfast to remember the people that were there working on the Titanic before it went off and sailed. So I guess actually I will be talking about the Titanic from Ireland in the near future. So how about that? But the idea of paying big bucks to get on some kind of replica ship, maybe seeing China or traveling around to England, but I can think of a few other things you could do probably with that money, like Aaron Collins. You can spend that money, give it out as tips, go and take some cool trips some other places where you don't have to be on a replica Titanic boat. Coming up on America Tonight, on our next show, we're going to talk about what's happening in Hollywood with Stephen Showhead, of course. We do that each and every week. Also, more on our pal Don Wiskin, our weekly conversation. I so enjoy this guy from Extendivite, and his story is amazing. If you go to heartdrop.com and you read about his family, I don't know how you don't have a few tears in your eyes about all the brothers he lost and his father to heart problems, and how he did that long walk to the hospital, but ultimately decided he was going to do something to take his own health into his own hands. So we'll have that conversation with him coming up on our next show. Kim Yancey in the wings. Talk about motivational. You feel motivated when you talk to this man. That's next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we so often are wowed by speakers. You know what I'm talking about. You go somewhere, and it could be a big event. You could be even at church, and somebody gets up, and they're talking about something that really gets you motivated. I've seen that look in people's eyes, and it's so cool. I'm very excited to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. I hope he knows that. We spared no expense. He's got one of those lattes, the invisible kind, in his hand. I'm sure. And he runs a super cool deal, the E-Women's Network. They're in Dallas, and they're actually having their international convention, but this is the really cool thing that they're doing. They're holding a contest to find North America's next greatest speaker. So think of it as like American Idol for speakers. I bet speakers are leaping over themselves to have a shot at that. Kim Yancey is the president of the E-Women's Network. Kim, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
I'm really excited. You know, I'm thrilled to be here with you to share the news of what's going on with this incredible contest. I mean, honestly, none of us were prepared for the entries coming in and the excitement around what this has created for speakers. It's really, really incredible.
So you must have been sitting around somewhere kicking out ideas for what are we going to do for our convention, and then somebody came up with the brilliant idea of turning this into a contest, the whole speakers thing. How did that come about? What was the genesis for that?
Well, here's the thing. We had this concept a couple of years ago, but didn't move it anywhere. You know, the whole notion that, you know, American Idol was really appealing to that 20 to 30-year-old group, you know, and there was nothing for, you know, the everything from students who are doing speech class in high school to adults that are, you know, are senior citizens who really have a gift for words and a gift for communication. There was no way for them to express themselves. And so as we were thinking about the conference and thinking about the opening night, and we knew we needed something very special, something that was really going to have a certain kind of magic and excitement. And, you know, we just decided, you know what, why don't we do, why don't we, since we haven't moved this television show concept forward, why don't we do it live? Why don't we actually do North America's Next Greatest Speaker here at the beginning of our conference? And I tell you, in the 12 years we've been doing this, we've never had stronger attendance and more excitement around a topic than this. And it's you know, I'm going to tell you, we just did a survey of the top 10. Now, think about this. There are over 1,000 speaker submissions from all over USA, Canada, Europe coming in. They all had to send in a video, and we told them we only want 90 seconds. So the first thing I want you to, you know, when someone hears that, you know, you're going to hear a speaker speak for 90 seconds, I got to tell you something. You knew, really, in 15 to 20 seconds if you even liked them. I mean, if ever there was a time when someone said, you know, you've only got a matter of seconds for someone to form an opinion of you, this was the best illustration you could ever imagine. In fact, I tell people now that are speakers, I've got so many tips for you when it comes to really make it, you know, hitting the mark, because we had to go through, you know, over 1,000 speakers to come up with our final 15. And then those final 15, you'll like this, we put on the internet. Now here's what's different. We didn't allow it to be a thing where one person could go in and vote, you know, 1,500 times for somebody. So we actually made the audience become a registered judge. So they literally had to register, you know, their name, their email address, that kind of thing. And then, so when they registered, they were able to make one vote. So we got over 50,000 single votes from people all over the country to get down to the final 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, imagine that.
50,000.
And now, this is what's happening. So now, tomorrow, media and everything else is coming out here in Dallas. And now you've got 10 speakers. 10 speakers who are the finalists that each get 3 minutes each in front of an incredible judging panel. And the judges are going to judge them on their authenticity, the kind of, you know, the effectiveness of their content. We even tell the speakers, you know, you choose the content. We're not going to tell you what to talk about. But this is going to be your shot to really impact an audience and move an audience. And I've got to tell you, in 3 minutes, people are going to be mesmerized, and it's going to be a tough thing. And,
yes.
And let me just mention this one other thing to you about the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So the judges are Ken Cragen. You might remember, this is the guy who did We Are the World, the creator of We Are the World and Hands Across America, personal manager, former personal manager of Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, the Bee Gees. He's one of the judges. We've got Michelle Lemons. She is the founder of the global company International Speakers Bureau. She's one of the judges. We've got another woman who is a former chief diversity officer with Campbell Soup and MTV Networks. And the fourth judge is probably one of the best speakers I've ever seen in my life. Her name is Lisa Nichols. You know, so, I mean, people are ramped up. They really are amped
yeah,
up.
Yeah, down to 10, 50,000 vote on it. So, and I love that, the 90 seconds. Wow, that's crazy. That's like a thing called Pizza Coocha, where you just have to get a couple minutes and you got to just wow people immediately. So you have to get to the point quickly, right, Kim? That was the idea. Get to
you
the
really
point.
Do. You really yeah. do. And, you know what? People don't. What I find is, we were never taught that in school. We were never schooled. You know, I don't know about you, you know, what your parents share with you, but I know my dad never sat down and said, listen, that first impression, I mean, sure, they talk about making sure you're dressed right and you speak right, and you, but I'm talking about when you open your mouth, you know, and you're doing what you're doing. You're so successful, so you know the power of, you know, making a point and getting to it pretty quickly.
Sure, sure, but it's very tough for people to do it. I call it end-arounds. People have end-arounds, and they're sometimes it's just like sales, and I'm sure people pitch you all the time, Kim, and they don't, they're going around you. They're coming around, and then finally they get to the point, but by then you're already off in a different direction. So this
right.
will be interesting to see these 10. Now, when they do their thing, what happens next? So somebody wins.
Okay.
What do they go
right,
on
so,
to?
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so the crowd can no longer influence it from a judging standpoint. Only the judges. So the judges will give them, after each one speaks for 3 minutes, the judges will provide them with feedback, and then we'll move to the next. That night, now this is Thursday. Thursday night, three people will advance to the finals. The finals are 2 days later. Saturday in Dallas at our conference, we do the finals. And at the finals, the final three each have 6 minutes each. 6 minutes. which is going to feel like an eternity to them. You know, like, oh, my gosh, my time has been doubled. So they have 6 minutes each to really just kill the audience. And after that, the judges pick the finalists. And now listen, the winner gets a $100,000 prize package right there on the spot.
Oh, $100,000. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be going crazy when that happens. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. Tell us a little bit about the eWomen's Network, because it's grown so huge. It's been a decade, right? Or a little bit over a decade.
Yeah. This is our 12th year. You know what? My wife and I started this 12 years ago. We've been together over 30 years as a couple. And we were the classic couple. I was the entrepreneur. She was the corporate professional working for a major corporation. So she had the benefits. I didn't have to worry about the benefits. She had the benefits. And we were that couple that we thought we could never work together. But 12 years ago, when we moved to Dallas from Dayton, Ohio, where we were originally from, she was struggling. She was struggling with networking. I was struggling with networking. What we discovered is we were horrible networkers. We just didn't have a network. And I looked at her, and technology and everything was changing, and I thought, surely you can go to Google or Yahoo, and if you wanted to find a female interior designer or a female plumber, or that someone had aggregated that content so you could find women business owners in these categories. Well, to my surprise, that isn't what happened when you'd put in anything, female anything, in any search engine 12 years ago. You didn't get desirable stuff. So we decided that we were going to create an online community for women to connect with each other so that they could find each other. And it was really to solve my wife's dilemma. It was really to help her. And what we learned quickly is that no sooner did they connect online, they wanted to meet. And each year, all of a sudden, we had to create this technology so we could do events, so that women could meet face-to-face, because if we had this brand, eWomen Network, we didn't want it to get abused, and we didn't want people doing all kinds of different kinds of things with our name, so we decided, let's put together the technology to create the events. So listen to this. 12 years later, we do over 2,000 events a year. There's no women's organization in the country that does more events face-to-face with women than we do. We have the largest 4-day International Women's Business Conference in North America. We now have a success institute where women go and learn everything that traditionally men would learn in what we'd call the traditional good old boy network, mm-hmm. is now available for women. So instead of hearing a guy, now by the way, I'm the president of the company, so this is not like we're down on men. We actually have men who are members.
Right.
It's just that we celebrate the brilliance of women. That's our focus. We celebrate everything that helps women accelerate their success and to make the connection. So instead of having someone talk about negotiation and it be a man, we find a fantastic woman who can speak in a woman's voice and share from a female perspective. So that's where we are. We're having the time of our life. You know, we give away a lot of money every year because we have the eWomen Network Foundation, where we go after and identify the small charities, the ones that are doing under a million, that are doing fantastic, you know, on the ground work, and we give them grants. And we've got several charities we're giving grants to this year and emerging leaders. So I have to tell you, for us, it is probably the most exhilarating, most fulfilling thing we've ever done in our life. And we're just having a blast.
Good for you. Keep on keeping on. Sounds interesting. And pay attention. Hook up with eWomen Network. Kim Yancey, president of eWomen Network. Have fun with the crew on Saturday. Should be a good one. We can't wait to see who the winner is. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise
raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. Spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Number $1 million. What do you do if you have $1 million? Well, if you're actor Charlie Sheen, you give it to the troops. He's pledged to give at least $1 million, and that's just at least to the USO. And it's the largest single contribution they have ever gotten from one person. He says he's going to donate 1% of the profits from his anger management earnings with the minimum of $1 million, an unlimited cap. So meaning that if he's making more than that, 1% of the earnings. If it doesn't tank out and people watch it, whatever he ends up making, he'll do that. What a clever thing for Charlie Sheen to do, because it kills two birds with one stone. Maybe people who just want to help out the troops think, you know what? I'll give this show a spin because of what he's doing, because of the fact that he's donating the money. Sure, I'll do that. And I think he'll end up raising a bunch of money for the USO. So I got to say, bravo to Charlie Sheen. All right, this story couldn't be more different. You know, certainly Charlie Sheen, I'm sure in his day, has smoked a few doobies or marijuana, cigarettes, or done some bong hits, whatever you want to call it. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents in Texas, check this out, they stopped a passenger bus that was carrying how much? 857 pounds of marijuana into the country from Mexico. This is radio, so I can barely do this justice, folks. But think of wrapped up packages of pot that are stuffed in the bus. They were hidden in the front wheel of this bus. So they did these inspections, and they caught them through the inspection. They knew what they were looking for. It was a 93 Dina bus, and they did an intensive inspection. It happened. So they were trying to get this bus in the morning. I guess they figured people would be drinking coffee and would be barely awake. But 6 in the morning on Friday, they x-rayed the bus because a drug-sniffing dog kept pushing them toward it. And they noticed these compartments that weren't factory compartments in the front of the bus. And that's when all the marijuana started to fall out. And they interviewed the driver, who was the only person on the bus. And they didn't make any kind of arrest immediately, figuring, oh, I don't know, maybe this guy was an innocent carrier. Could that be? Could it be that he had no idea what he was carrying across and that somebody was going to meet it on the other side? That's a lot of marijuana. Street value is pretty high on that one, as I said. 857 pounds. To do the math, how much do you think that is worth on the street in the United States? Let's just say some Mexican cartel folks are going to be looking for a few people, I have a feeling. Don't know if you saw this story or not, but I didn't bring it up on the air, and somebody else sent it to me. This is interesting. It came out of Pittsburgh. There is a Pittsburgh police officer who before was working for the FBI, right? And she wrote a book called In the Shadow of a Badge, and she called it a spiritual memoir. We're going to get her on the show, and the whole idea of the book was to encourage people. You know, we were talking about Charlie Sheen in this segment with his $1 million donation to the USO, and the idea behind the book was to help people dealing with PTSD and people who look for answers and all kinds of things about the terrorist attacks on 9/11. I mean, she worked for the FBI, and she retired because of post-traumatic stress disorder, and she linked it to her time spent as the liaison, or one of them anyway, between law enforcement and the families of the United Airlines Flight 93 victims, and that's what caused her to write the book. And one of the things that she says, who she's, you know, convinced, and this is the interesting thing, she's convinced, this 56-year-old divorced grandmother now, is convinced that she saw angels. But then she questions, you know, why was she allowed to see these angels? What was that about? And I think that's interesting because you've heard other people talk about that. And she was, you know, the tough as nails FBI person who was the bridge between the families and and law enforcement, like I said. So for her to say, listen, this is too much. I mean, this is too rough. It was so hard to hear, so gut-wrenching to hear what those families went through and to realize that, you know, what do the people want when you're in that kind of a situation, to bring the people back and to bring their sister, their brother, their husband, their mother, their grandmother, whatever, to bring them back. And you just, you know, there was no doing that. She couldn't bridge that gap. And so it's interesting that she says that she saw angels somehow from it. All right, so we move from the 56-year-old and the book about helping people bridge their own gap and problems with the post-traumatic stress disorder to the federal government expanding access to this immigration database that in a bunch of different states now saying they can use it to clean voter rolls. I mean, man, we were crazy about this on America Tonight. Homeland Security notified Florida last week that they could check to see if registered voters are actually non-citizens who shouldn't be eligible to cast any kind of a ballot. And they said on Monday the department's now offering access to other states who were pushing for this information. Does that mean we could actually have people who live in states who are Americans who are registered to vote in this election that's coming up? Wow. I mean, how huge is that? That Homeland Security is going to work with states to verify citizenship of people on the voter rolls. I mean, listen, that's giant. It's giant that Florida took all that time and really pushed this because they won. So you've got Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, Utah, and they're, you know, there are the handful of states, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Mexico, and Ohio are supposed to be pretty competitive, of course, because we've been talking about them as swing areas in this upcoming election, in this presidential race. And the election chiefs in each of those states are Republican, by the way. But this way, at least you know that you have as clean of rolls as you could possibly get so that you can identify people who may be legal but not citizens. And really, since states can't monitor whether someone has become a citizen, the database, this huge database, will allow them to at least check the immigration status of the people. I mean, Colorado's identified 5,000 people it wants to check. So it's not just Florida that is requesting that, wanted to do that. Washington State's been requesting it since back to the Bush days, and now they're going to be able to do it. So what a great identifier. They'll be able to question the people, you know, because you get these things called alien numbers that are assigned to people who come into the country legally, foreigners living in the country legally, who have visas or other permits like green cards. So will they catch a lot of illegals who have managed to get on voter rolls? They probably don't have an alien number, but for sure they're going to turn over some people. And at least this way, the election has a much better chance of being a cleaner election. And the bottom line is people who are Americans who vote, actually voting, actually having their vote count instead of feeling like you're throwing your vote away, which was the big problem in Florida because there was a lot of questions about who was on the rolls and who should be purged from the rolls and all that sort of stuff. So, woohoo! That's a big win, not just for Florida, but all the states, really, who want to be able to verify. Woohoo! Huge.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.